Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,610 Nassau Feed and Grain Inc. seeks a variance for two wall signs, section 115-159.5A5 of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the east side of Coastal Highway and on the west side of Nassau Road, approximately 519 feet north of the intersections of the said roads. There is no 911 address available. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 88. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition to, and we received 8 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Emery Thompson, 6 Wellington Place, Rehoboth Valley.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dale McAllister, 14 Willard Circle, Dover, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, full truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
They got moved.
This will work. We're here tonight for the Delaware Beach Storage Center. What this is, I think you have some colored renderings of it in your packet that are better than mine. You should have got a couple of these in your packet. That's what this rendering here is.
No.
Take it. Last page.
This property, you all probably know, is right underneath the Nassau Bridge. As you go to the Nassau Bridge, on the left-hand side, the parcel that's been sitting there has the two billboards.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of the billboards. In that parcel, we've been putting in a mini storage facility. As you know, this is a very unique site because of the Nassau Bridge and the way it sits down. There's what I call a rendering of it. About the size of the signs, we're looking at this property as you come over the Nassau Bridge, it's the one on the left. So as you're coming south, you go to the Nassau Bridge, it's on the left. On the right side is the Sandbar Village.
Mm-hmm.
On the right, and this is on the left. The uniqueness of this property is just that it's right as you come over the bridge, it's right down the hill. There's frontage on Route 1 without a street. Then there's that little parcel, and then there's a side street. I think you have a copy of the site plan in your property, in your packet, showing how the building's situated on the lot. As you can see by the way the site plan is and how the parcel is, sitting between the two roads and then coming over that bridge, it's probably one of the few elevated roads in the county. So it makes it harder to see the property. As far as it can't be developed, if we don't, this will become a large, it's a large building. It's a three-story building coming up out of the ground there. And what we need to do there is to be able to have the site be seen. Regardless of who goes in there, to develop that site, it has to be seen. If this was a shopping center, which would have a lot more traffic, it could be divided into more stores. More stores would enable more signs. Since this is going to be a single-use facility, which makes it better for DelDOT, less traffic. Mini storage has less traffic than just about any other kind of retail as far as you rent a mini storage, you only visit it a few times a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an everyday occurrence.
Right.
So even though it's a large facility, it makes the traffic count there on that one little section, and all the access comes off of Nassau Road and it even comes off of Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
The hardship created by the applicant, now the road is where it is, and the parcel is the way it is, and to develop it, this is probably the highest and best use for this property as far as large property signage. And your code does allow for two signs. We used to come back to your board all the time for a second sign.
Mm-hmm.
We don't anymore because you're allowed two signs, but they have to be smaller signs. The uniqueness of this property is the property is so large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about a wall, but one wall, which actually gets the smallest sign, is 6,720 square feet. The short wall here is 4,860 square feet. The largest sign that we're asking for faces Route 1 and it has a 4-foot letter. That's the size letter that you need to be seen at that distance. Okay? A 4-foot letter can be read at newsprint at about 480 feet, and that's about where we are. And the other thing that you talk about when you start talking about a sign and aesthetics is how does a sign look on the wall? You have a large wall, put a large sign. You have a small wall, small sign, and that's what these elevations show. This is the Route 1 side, right there. And as you can see, it's really telling you it's a storage center, Delaware Beach is secondary.
Mm-hmm.
It is the minimal size variance we feel you'll need to be seen on this property. On the side, this is the larger of the two sides. This is the side facing south, so you can see that you're coming up north. And again, large logo, which doesn't get considered in your your signage, makes it look nice on this space. We're not trying to sign, we're just trying to sign this smaller space here with this to get you to the entrance. That's why we only ask for a 76 square foot sign there. Once we get you in there, we just want to direct, this is the entrance, and have an appealing look to it. So we honestly feel it's the minimal of the variances that we can ask for. But I did do the math. The large sign is 5.9% of the wall, and the small sign is honestly 1.2% of the wall. So we're talking about a sign that's 6% and 1.2%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we really looked at it hard, thought the best way to sign it to get people in the building safely. Currently, there's an entrance. The only entrance is coming off Nassau Road. We believe that the signage on here won't need an entrance sign, but if it does, it will be a small directional type sign just so you know at the right entrance.
Okay.
So pretty much what we have for you.
I'm glad you did the math, because I was trying to do it. Never mind, you did it.
All right.
Okay.
We'll 285 divided by 4860.
Yeah.
Right, I don't have a...
I rounded up either.
All right, we'll start out. See if there's any further questions. Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Mills.
No questions. How's that sign? I know, you know, going past there, I go out there to look at it specially. But I go past there, and I know where you're talking about. And does that billboard have any, would the Route 1 side have any effect on your signage?
No.
Is it back further? Or just for my...
Front. You can see it from this photo. The billboard's actually out front.
It's closer to here, this
it's
way,
to
you
the
mean?
Road.
Okay.
That's the one billboard. The other billboard's on a separate parcel.
Right.
There's two separate parcels here, and each one of them has a billboard.
Right. So in other words, you can see that that sign on the side of the building there.
Correct.
From.
yep.
Because it looks in the picture here, you know, that you don't know where it is.
Well,
that.
That's an architectural. The architect drew that, not me, so I'm not really sure. But I can tell you, it's pretty close to live.
Okay.
I'm sure he got it pretty close, and it was just a visual representation. It was drawn for scale. But the billboard, I don't think we'll have a problem. The billboard probably, it's over 30 feet tall.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
And the building's only 30 feet tall.
Yeah.
And 30 feet to the peak, it might be a little bit higher, but not much. But the billboard will be a problem.
And on Nassau side, that's a sign that you want to make apparent to the people traveling there.
Basically, if you're coming down the bridge, if you look over, you'll see it. And coming home, you'll see the peak, and you'll see it.
Yeah.
So, and right now we have temporary banners out on the construction fence so that we can, you know, try to get some, you know, reservations beforehand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. No other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Werber?
No questions.
And I have no further questions. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, you want to come forward, please? Get me sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Jim McGuire, 17253 Indian Way.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
The reason why I came here was to find out about the sign. And sitting back there, I was not privy to any pictures. I don't know basically which sides it's on. Are they lit? is looking from Nassau Road?
No, sir. This is nothing on the Nassau Road side at all.
And this is looking from, okay.
So if you come up the bridge.
Come up the bridge.
Going north, this is the bridge like this.
Yep.
So this is when you're going north, you see this.
Okay, so this is viewed from what, Route 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the sign is this sign here?
Okay. That sign faces the billboard, this faces south.
Now that I've seen that, I don't have any questions.
Okay, sir.
And I'm
You're okay.
You're not
in opposition now.
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11610. I believe the applicant has certainly demonstrated through the criteria for a variance explanations that there is uniqueness to the property because of the elevation of course, of Route 1. He needs to put that in a place where it is easily seen coming over Route 1, and that's an elevation there that he has to deal with. And a variance is necessary to enable a reasonable use of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The road curve and the height of the road makes that not a practical difficulty created by the applicant. And a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I believe the requested minimum is the variance of the minimum that will afford relief for the applicant.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11610. Excuse me, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11610 is approved. Yes, ma'am.